parts. The opera Vietz Makropoulos by the Czech composer Leoš Janáček premiered at Prague's National Theatre on Thursday in a co-production with the English National Opera. In today's edition of The Arts, Jan Richter takes a closer look at the opera, known as the Makropoulos case in English, and at its production in Prague.
Thursday's premiere of the Makropoulos case by Leoš Janáček at the National Theatre was the last major event of Prague's opera season this year. In the Czech capital, the production opened 2 years after it was staged in London, a co-production between the National Theatre in Prague and the English National Opera. Conducted by Tomáš Hanus, a graduate of Brno's Janáček Academy of Music, the piece stars the German soprano Gunbrit Barkmin as Emilia Marti and Italian tenor Gianluca Zampieri in the leading male role of Albert Gregor.
Janáček interests me maybe for a combination of the color of my voice and the wideness even of my voice and the way I approach characters, so very, very bound to acting. I cannot imagine myself singing without acting, even when I do concerts. Normally, even my concerts are kind of performances, not very static, but very acting ones. And especially with Janáček, this is really necessary.
Christopher Alden directed the London production by the English National Opera 2 years ago, and he is also in charge of the staging here. He says the interwar functionalist setting, the same for the Czech performance, is inspired by the times when the opera was written.
The world that we're showing in this production of Vietz Makropoulos, it's when the piece was written, sort of Prague in the 1920s, and we're setting it in that period. We're not bringing it up to a more modern period, and it's such an exciting period in history and in, you know, Czech history. What we show the audience in this production, it's a sort of very cold, modern kind of bank or office kind of world from Prague in the 1920s.
Unlike Miss Barkman, who appears on Czech stage for the first time ever, the tenor Gianluca Zampieri has already performed in the Czech Republic on several occasions. Mr. Zampieri explains that Janáček's score requires singers who are always ready to shine.
In this case of Makropoulos, really, we need a tenor in a very good form and very expert tenor, because a little bit like in Puccini, in the last Puccini, a little bit like in Turandot, Janáček wants immediately effect, doesn't allow you the time to arrive, like even in the last Verdi, like even some composers of the first part of the seventh. No. Here, sound is necessary and immediate, so or you are there or you are not. And if you are not, unfortunately, it comes a little bit of disaster.
Vietz Makropoulos first premiered in Brno in December 1926. Based on a play by the prominent Czech writer and playwright Karel Čapek, the composer himself adjusted the text for the libretto. But Janáček, who liked the play's theme of immortality, turned Čapek's comedy into a dramatic and emotional piece. Director Christopher Alden again.
Janáček's operas are filled with always, not just this opera, but all of his operas, they're filled with so much fascinating, sort of sophisticated sense of human behavior. And he retained a lot of that in this piece, although he turned the Čapek play, which was a kind of a intellectual comedy, kind of based on a sort of boulevard comedy style. And Janáček took that play and turned it into something much deeper and darker and more filled with intense feelings than Čapek's play. In other words, he turned it into an opera, and that's what opera is.
The storyline, which follows the mysterious character of Emilia Marti, a 340-year-old diva in possession of the secret to eternal life, was simplified by the composer to fit the needs of an opera. Leading Czech expert on Janáček, Jiří Zahrádka, explains.
He omitted the part where everybody argues about all the things that could have been done with immortality. This is an example of Čapek's somewhat militant schematism, which was so alien to Janáček. But the most important thing is the overall understanding of the play. Janáček's opera, unlike Čapek's play, is not a comedy. It has a cathartic character.
The Makropoulos Case is the penultimate opera by Leoš Janáček, a native of North Moravia. He finished it in 1925, 3 years before his death, and after a life full of personal suffering. Jiří Zahrádka says that Janáček immediately saw the play's potential.
Janáček saw the premiere of the play in the Vinohrady Theatre in 1922 and liked it. He even went to see it again in Brno, which is where he probably met Čapek. The question why Janáček picked the play is a difficult one. In his previous opera, Cunning Little Vixen, Janáček dealt with the issue of finality of human existence, the cyclical character of nature and of human order. I think that in the Makropoulos case, he took a look at immortality from another angle.
The main character, Emilia Marti, was born in Prague in the 17th century. Her father, an alchemist in the court of the Emperor Rudolf II, discovered the elixir of life and tried it on his own daughter. Director Christopher Alden says that her dilemma is loaded with symbolism.
This woman who's, you know, has been alive for 340 years and who's alive and yet not alive and who was born during the great days of Prague during Rudolf II's reign. So it's a kind of a fascinating picture about what is human life? What is human activity? Is it just about all of the little things that we all dedicate our lives to, our daily little business, or is it about something bigger, something more timeless?
Until the 1960s, the opera The Makropoulos Case was not much staged, but it has since become a regular feature of the world's opera repertoire, along with other pieces by Leoš Janáček, such as Jenufa, Káťa Kabanová and Cunning Little Vixen. For Christopher Alden, Janáček's music returns to the very fundamentals of the genre.
Janáček is definitely one of the greatest opera composers that ever lived. To me, he's one of my top 10 favorite opera composers. He accomplished what to me is the great thing about opera. It's about telling stories through music. It's about theater. And, you know, over the years, opera has turned into many other things. Among them, you know, a showcase for fabulous singing. But that's not what opera was originally supposed to be about. And I feel like that in the beginning of the 20th century, Janáček got back to the place that opera really was starting from, which was, you know, theater through music.
Offred the death!